But no, ladies and gentlemen, the tyrants are prisoners of their own tyranny. And that's what's really sick about this. And we're on the verge of nuclear war. There's a threat continuum that RAND Corporation, the Pentagon, has. We're getting up into the 30s now. The high 30s are limited nuclear war. The low 30s, end of the world stuff. I mean, low 40s. We've talked about this ad nauseum, but we're just sleepwalking into Armageddon here. Okay, so we have FBI official investigated Trump ties to Russia, was just arrested for legal ties to Russian oligarch yesterday. Top former FBI counterterrorism official arrested, DOJ announces. Just up to his eyeballs in Ruski money for illegal activity, reportedly. And it's just, it's insane. The question is, why are they now doing this? The doomsday clock was established in the 1950s to warn of the danger of nuclear war. The doomsday clock has been set to 90 seconds to midnight, the closest it has ever been to global annihilation of the planet.
The members of the Science and Security Board moved the hands of the doomsday clock forward, largely, though not exclusively, because of the mounting dangers in the war in Ukraine. We moved the clock forward the closest it has ever been to midnight. It is now 90 seconds to midnight.
You know, I just wrote the headline for the show that I do minutes before I go live every day, saying bombshell must watch Tuesday broadcast. Dr. Peter McCullough in studio, Dr. Michael Yeadon is going to be joining us as well. The former chief scientist and vice president of Pfizer, saying this is a deliberate depopulation attack with the shots. And that really is a huge second and third hour. But I actually think currently I might have to change the headline, or at least have the subheadline be Doomsday Clock Moved to 90 Seconds to Midnight, the closest it's ever been to annihilation, our planet. And I agree with them moving it the closest it's ever been. This is an incredibly dangerous time to be alive. And when I get to these escalations, ladies and gentlemen, it is going to blow you away. So we just covered the doomsday clock. Now look at this. Germany to provide Poland approval this week to send thousands of heavy battle tanks into Ukraine. Think about that, ladies and gentlemen. Thousands of the tanks. Leopard 2 tanks. Here's another headline. American lawmakers urge U.S. to ship Abrams frontline battle tanks to Ukraine. Reuters reports that they believe Biden is set to make the announcement by next week, and now it's going to happen. As soon as the Germans escalated, the rest of the countries will escalate as well. Breaking, the Biden administration is leaning towards sending a significant number of Abrams M1 tanks to Ukraine, and the announcement of deliveries could start this week, U.S. official says. So excuse me, not next week, this week. Got a shocking video of scores of F-16s spinning around in the air in Denmark in an attack exercise on the Russians. In fact, let's play that with some audio whenever you guys are ready. Spoiling for nuclear war. And George Soros has crawled out from under his rock or climbed up out of hell. Stories up on Infowars.com. George Soros urged use of Eastern European soldiers to reduce the risk of body bags for NATO countries in a New World Order article. They say New World Order. And it goes on and on and on. What does Gerald Celente always say? When all else fails, they take you to war. That's what the globalist 5 years ago at the EU said. They said, if you try to get rid of the EU or try to get rid of the New World Order, we'll just have a major war. That's how they hold us hostage. Meanwhile, here in the United States, it's true. The FBI official investigated Trump ties to Russia was just arrested for illegal ties to Russian oligarch. Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, all of them, I wouldn't call them Russian spies. What they are is a vending machine. Whether you're the Chi-Coms or the Russians or the Saudi Arabians or the Israelis or the British or the Mexicans or the South Africans or any elite that's got money, you just go put your money in and then you get what you want out of the Clinton Foundation and the rest of it. But they were particularly hanging off of the Chinese communist teat. And then the next biggest one was the Russians, just flooding them with money. And that's why when they said Trump was taking Russian money, of course, none of it was true. Preposterous. Let me tell you something about Trump. For good and bad, you can't get him to do anything you want, and you can't get to do it with money. If he wants to do something, he'll take your money and do it. But Trump cannot be bought. And that's a well-known thing about Mr. Pighead, because he's definitely wrong about the shots, but right on a lot of other stuff. And I don't mean that mean. I've been pigheaded as well. I've been a jackass as well. And that, you know, that's a good trait when it comes to not being pushed around, but it can also be a problem when you won't see the error of your ways. But the idea that I'm a Russian agent, or that Trump's a Russian agent, or the Republican leadership are, is preposterous. There's almost no Russian connections to Republicans, though the media claims that. The Democrats are in a face lock with them. They are just absolutely intertwined at an incredible level. The only Republican I know that's been taking Russian money is Mitt Romney, and he takes Ukrainian money. He's come out the Democrats. He'll take money from anybody that'll give it to him. And now this thing has gone completely and utterly and totally out of control. You know, saying Trump's a Russian agent is like saying he's an agent of Kim Jong-un. Why do you want a peace deal? He went to Kim Jong-un and showed him a video graphic. It's never been released, but it was described as a artist rendering 3D green screen creation showing North Korea building giant high-rises and golf courses and resorts all up and down its beautiful coastline and allowing his people to be wealthy and for him to be super wealthy, and that he explained that the land was so valuable in South Korea and Japan and all around him that he could get trillions of dollars in there to open up for investment. That's exactly how to hit Kim Jong-un. But the Chi-Coms control Kim Jong-un, so they told him no on the deal. But Trump went there and said, how about you free your country up, and how about you let your people have good jobs and in a service economy? And reportedly, Kim Jong-un began to cry, not bawling, but like so excited, he was crying. He wants to play basketball. He wants to have party. He wants to be famous. He thinks Hollywood's cool. He watches Disney TV programs. He's a little kid. He's a horrible monster, a horrible dictator, but he's been born into it, third generation royalty, communist royalty. And that's what Trump wanted with the Russians was, you mean they've got the biggest country in the world with more resources than any other continent? And the Russian continent is maybe 5% tapped. 95% is untouched. Trump was salivating like a wolf to a giant steak. And of course we should be doing business with Russia. Of course we should be doing business with North Korea. We should make peace deals. We should go in, have them normalized, particularly North Korea, and start building as fast as possible a big free market district on the coast. And he's the leader. His party of generals that live in shacks, basically, and have nothing, would instantly get behind that. It'd still be some weird communist thing like China, but at least there'd be some wealth for the people. But no, ladies and gentlemen, the tyrants are prisoners of their own tyranny. And that's what's really sick about this. And we're on the verge of nuclear war. There's a threat continuum that RAND Corporation, the Pentagon, has. We're getting up into the 30s now. The high 30s are limited nuclear war. The low 30s, end of the world stuff. I mean, low 40s. We've talked about this ad nauseum, but we're just sleepwalking into Armageddon here. Okay, so we have FBI official investigated Trump ties to Russia, was just arrested for legal ties to Russian oligarch yesterday. Top former FBI counterterrorism official arrested, DOJ announces. Just up to his eyeballs in Ruski money for illegal activity, reportedly. And it's insane. The question is, why are they now doing this? Ladies and gentlemen, the developments are coming fast and furious right now. We just covered how a former top FBI counterterrorism official that ran the Russiagate investigation on Trump has been arrested for being engaged in espionage with the Russians. That happened yesterday. And now what I thought was happening is happening. I said a couple of weeks ago when this Biden classified document thing started that it was well known that in the deep state circles, they don't enforce any laws on each other. And they all just basically share classified document, insider trading information constantly. And that's why they want to get into government and get into power, is to sell America out. That's all they've been doing for 60 years. So I said, now they've gone after Trump for legally having documents. Only the president can do that. No evidence he was selling information ever anywhere, contrary to this group. So they go after him, and that's the deep state, the bureaucracy with its own branch of government, the permanent state, the deep state, flexing its muscles and power and control. And when they went after Biden, I said, you're going to see more and more of this. This is the permanent deep state, not just wanting to have figurehead presidents, but wanting to have full control, an actual dictatorship of the intelligence agencies and the Justice Department. And I said, look for more of this now. The bureaucrats were setting up Trump, even though he had the power to do it, and Biden, who was there selling the documents, and now Mike Pence. Classified documents found in Mike Pence's Indiana home. And then that way, they can basically have all the big contenders under their control. So you play ball with them. A small number of classified documents were found at former Vice President Pence's personal residence in Indiana earlier this month, according to reports. Pence officials found two boxes of possible classified materials inside the home on January 18th, as well as another two boxes that contained copies of vice presidential papers, according to Fox News. The vice president's team notified the National Archives and Records Administration upon the discovery. Officials said the NARA then informed the FBI, which will conduct its standard procedure investigation. So it's the bureaucrats all running around looking for anything they can claim is classified. And any briefing, any off-record discussion is highly classified in the White House. So basically, everything is. Emails vice president send to the president, all that stuff. And then later, that's always been kept, that's always been used, but now, no. It's classified, fetishizing the permanent deep state that the world is living under.
Here's what you can expect at Davos this year, where our unelected overlord, Klaus Schwab, asked this very important question.
What does it need to master the future?
This year's annual meeting takes place amid a global cost of living crisis and during Russia's ongoing war in Ukraine. By bringing the planet's politicians, business, and civil leaders together in the same building, the meeting offers a key opportunity, like the Clear and Present Danger of Disinformation panel discussion, led by former CNN arbiter of truth, Brian Stelter.
So I leave CNN and I was arrested by military police.
Brian recently had a run-in with conspiracy theorist Alex Jones. Here's how it went down.
There's nothing you can can do. We're going to rape your body, rape your medical rights, rape your children's minds. We're going to ship fentanyl in. We're going to destroy every facet. Hollywood rules.
Economic growth increasingly depends on building a green global economy. At Davos, the First Movers Coalition will convene to discuss progress towards this goal. It's a group of 65 companies working to decarbonize the sectors responsible for 30% of global emissions, including heavy industry and long-distance transport. To follow the annual meeting 2023, visit our website. Working towards a safe and secure society, I'm the Tyrannical Lisp.